God never called men to be great. He only called them to follow Him. He simply said, "Follow me." Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, another beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. I certainly do appreciate you letting me come to your homes again today by the means of radio. We trust today that everything's well at your place. And we want to remember all the sick, the shut-in. Also want to remember the folks in the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are. And most of all, the day the Lord hath made, and we can rejoice and be glad therein. And there is something great and marvelous that we can believe in. Well, today we're just going to have another Sunday Request Sunday. You know, we've got a lot of folks we'd like to recognize, a lot of folks that we'd like to, let them know that we're thinking about them, and we certainly appreciate you that are listening. Maybe some new listeners, we don't know. Maybe you've been listening for quite a while. Well, anyhow, we're just so glad that you've turned us in this morning. So let's get our broadcast started today.
One day I came, to Him I was so thirsty. I asked for water, my soul was so dry. He gave me water I had never dreamed of. But for this water, my Lord had to die. He said, "I thirst, yet He made the river." He said, "I thirst, yet He made the sea." I thirst, cried the King of all In His great thirst, He brought water to me. Now there's a river that flows as clear as crystal. It comes from God, His throne above. And like the river that it dwells up inside me, bringing mercy and a life-giving love. He said, "I thirst, yet He made the river." He said, "I thirst, yet He made the sea." I thirst, cried the King of all ages. In His great thirst, He brought water.
Let's remember today in the broadcast some churches that are still helping us maintain the broadcast and how important that is to us and also to you that are listening, because, you know, everyone cannot afford and cannot help. But then the churches that are due, the Red Sulphur Baptist side of the Red Sulphur Church there where I used to pastor, and the Greens, and also all those that go there. We certainly do appreciate them and appreciate the support that they are giving to the broadcast. Also, remember the Linside. The Linside Adult Bible Class are helping the broadcast, and we certainly do appreciate them. And we miss the folks up that way, a lot of friends of ours, but I've always said it, that a friend is much better than a pastor, because when we're a pastor, we're just kind of obligated, but when we're friends, well, that's just a different category. I also want to remember Barry, Patty Harper, in the broadcast today, and hope that Barry maybe can come over and speak for me one day on the new charge, and maybe Patty can just kind of come and visit. But we certainly appreciate them. Then also, let's remember today over at the Sunrise Chapel, that's where Pastor Delmer Stillwell is the pastor. My, that church is growing leaps and bounds. God's blessing Prima and also his mother and many other folks that go to the Sunrise Chapel who hear our broadcast and have been very faithful to help us continue this radio ministry. So we do appreciate them. Let's also remember Ernest and Betty Jo Adkins and also their children. Let's remember also Mrs. Vina Young today in the broadcast over here in Peterstown, West Virginia. If I sound a little bit choked up, I am having trouble just with sinus just like everyone else. Okay, well, now let me make this announcement, then we're going to go right back to another song. But tonight, if you would, we'd love to invite you to come out and be with us at the Painter's Chapel. That's located in the heart of Speedway. And we'll be having the Silent Messengers from out of Parrishburg, United Methodist Church. It's going to be with us at 7 o'clock. Now, it's located right in the heart of Speedway. You can't miss it. It's the brick church there on the right. So the Silent Messengers will be there tonight. Service started at 7 o'clock. And I know that you're going to enjoy yourself. All right, let's go right back now. Then I'll be right back with some more requests.
Dream of a city, John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell, who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Well, let's not forget our sick and shut-in today now, Miss Ethel Coulter, of course, and then Margaret Higginbottom, and we have so many people who are sick in their radio audience. And then let's remember also Gene Craig and Bonnie and Frank Bradley. Let's remember Frank, who had an accident last week, was home doing much better. And the mother, as I said a while ago, and then she has some friends up around the Union area. And I forget the name right now, but we are thinking about you, and we certainly do appreciate you listening to our broadcast. So let's remember James and Louise Ellison, also Phil and Kathy Ballard, and Evelyn and Robert Guy. We certainly do appreciate them, and we hope that they're doing well. Let's go right back and do another song, and I'll be back with some more requests. As I stood beside the bedside of the one I love so dear, my sorrow was lifted by words that I still hear. Her hands, they make a gesture. Her voice was so very weak. She motioned me closer, then she starts to speak. Oh, I want you to miss me, in a way, I suppose. But just don't worry that time comes and goes. We'll have a great reunion, and oh, what a thrill. When we cross that final homecoming just beyond that last hill. Let the hand of death beckon. Well, I'm not afraid. The victory is mine over death and the grave. I've lived for the Master. I've walked in His will. I'm ready to meet Him just beyond the last hill. I've served Him with patience, like He told me to do. And in spite of all my trials, I've always been true. Now it's just about over, and I know it's His will. And I can see the last sunset just beyond the last hill. But that last hill is nothing with the Lord by my side. Just a few steps together, then my soul will take its flight. Already the angels are circling my bed, and the great light is shining just over my head. And I sense the death angel, but I have no fear, for music from heaven already I hear. So don't weep for me, dear children, when my body lies still, for heaven is just yonder, just beyond the last hill. Now who's that coming to meet me in a robe white as snow? Why, I think it's Jesus, and I'm so anxious to go. There's a voice sweetly calling, and I bend to His will. Now the sun's going down, just beyond the last hill. Now what's that He's saying? Oh, could I be insane? Why, He's holding a crown, and He's calling my name. Oh, my heart leaps with gladness. My soul does it thrill. For I've made my last journey. I've climbed my last hill. I want to get this next song on for David and Anna Cole. They like this song, The Wall of Prayer, and I'll do that in just a moment. Then someone also, even on the webpage, they asked that we would do the Old Ship of Zion, which we got that on last Sunday, but we hope that you enjoyed that. And also, we want to remember Charles and Becky Lilly. We appreciate them. And Mason and Betty Snyder, who goes to the Painter's Chapel, we appreciate them. Bill Edwards and all of the folks over at the James Chapel, the two churches that we pastor is James Chapel and also Painter's Chapel. Now, we have worship service there each morning at James Chapel at 9 a.m. That's located there on the True Road, right on the right side of the road there. You can't miss it if you turn up the mountain there to True. And the church is located on the right. Service there at 9 a.m. each Sunday morning. Then on the fourth Sunday night at 7, we have evangelistic special service there on the fourth Sunday night. And then over at Painter's, we have worship service every Sunday morning at 11. And then we have on the second Sunday night, we have an evangelistic service there on that Sunday night. Now, tonight, we have the Silent Messengers will be with us. This is a youth group. And, well, their minds, they're dressed in black. They have white faces and white gloves. and they pantomime the story of Jesus Christ. And I know you're going to like that. And we'll be having them tonight at 7 o'clock. We'd love to invite you to come out and be with us. Now, the Painter's Chapel is located right in the heart of Speedway. It's sitting right on the right as you're going into Athens. We'd love to have you come and be with us if you can. There's so many people that we need to mention, but yet we can't think of all the names. Let's remember Bobby Coulter and Alicia and Cinda in today's broadcast. Did I say Barry and Patty Harper? Well, if I did, it doesn't hurt to say it again. And let's remember all the folks up at the Dropping Lake United Methodist Church, Miss Wiseman, Emma Wiseman, and the Louise and James. And let's remember also my good friend down there at Linside, and that's Jack Ellison and Mary. I hope that they're doing real well. And all the sick and the shut-in down that way. I did mention a while ago Jim Thomas. No, I didn't mention Jim Thomas and his wife. And let's also remember another good friend of mine, and that's H.C. and Betty. We understand that they're still here in the broadcast, and that's what it's all about. You know, we may be gone from that area, but every Sunday morning we're right back in your homes by the means of radio, okay? Let's go now and do you a special song.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that no enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from that greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes the wall of grace, sometimes the wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong can move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes the wall of grace, sometimes the wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Well, let me answer a lot of folks' question. Yes, I am retired, but we're still maintaining 3 radio broadcasts, 2 churches, and doing a website ministry. But we're not ready to quit. God's still using us. You're going to do. Let's remember today Ed and Mary Jo Ballin. You hope Ed is doing real well with after his heart surgery. Okay, I think we will go right now and do a little bit of a sermon that I did last Sunday night at the Painter's Chapel. Read the scripture, have a few words, and I'll be back with a little bit. If we have enough time, we'll do some more songs for you, okay? But right now, let's go over to the message that I preach, Getting Ready for a Miracle.
You've got to be ready for a blessing. Now, I want you to notice something about this message tonight. This lady wasn't ready for a blessing. Did you note that? First of all, when the prophet came and he spoke to her and said, "Hey, go bake me a cake." Ain't that just like some sassy preachers? Hey, she said, "I don't have any meal. I only have enough for me and my son." He said, "I said, go bake me a cake." I mean, I mean, wasn't he kind of a little bit forward there? I mean, come on. But you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to lead her in to a blessing. She's going to receive a blessing. But she's going to have to get ready for the blessing. And you know, that's the same way with our lives. We've got to be ready for a blessing. You see, we sometimes have the wrong attitudes about things. And I think that attitude is 9/10 of our condition. This lady said, well, I'm already ready to eat my last meal and go lay down and die. Well, folks, with an attitude like that, you might as well go ahead and lay down and die. And a lot of people have really got that attitude about them. Well, there's no use. There's no need for me going any farther. I run into so many people that their biggest dilemma is not God. It's not their situation. It's simply them. Their attitude, their frame of mind. I've always said it, that you can be physically sick and you can be mentally sick, but to be spiritually sick is the number one problem that you have. I mean, you can give up and lay down with the devil if you want to. You can just quit right now and say, I'm not going to go any farther, but you're going to miss a blessing because God is in the blessing business. You know why people have lost their anxiety? You know why people have lost the excitement? It's simply because they're just willing to die. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be like Hezekiah. If the prophet came to me and said, hey, you better get things in order, you're going to die. And Hezekiah faced that, you remember? Hezekiah was a man who the prophet said, hey, you're going to die. Hezekiah said, oh no, I'm not going to die. He turned his face against the wall and he cried unto God. And he said, God, have not I walked before you? Have not I done the things that you have asked me to do? And the Bible said that before the prophet got out of the courtyard, that God spoke to him and said, go back and tell Hezekiah, I'm going to give him 15 more years. But folks, don't give up and die. That's a coward's way out. That's a coward's way out. You can lay down and die if you want to, but you've got to get ready for a blessing. You've got to get ready for a miracle. Miracles will come. Miracles will happen. Miracles are on the way. But honey, with an attitude like that, how can God work a miracle in our life? I mean, you're going to have to get your attitudes changed. You're going to have to begin to look to Him, the author, the finisher of faith, the one that is able to do that above that we ever expected of Him. He is a supernatural God. He works supernatural miracles. He works when nobody else works. When you're sleeping, He's still working. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. His ears are never closed. I like this statement that was made when God spoke to Moses at the burning bush. And I look for these little hidden words that's in Scripture. And you remember the little hidden word that when God said, Moses, go down and tell Pharaoh to let my children go. You remember that? Well, that's easy to remember. But there's a little hidden word in there maybe you just kind of overlooked. And he said, oh, by the way, Moses, when you get there, I got something for you to tell the people. And he said, go and also tell the people, I've heard their prayer and seen their tears. And I have come to bring deliverance. You see, the devil don't want us to see those kind of words. The devil wants to keep us on our sick beds. The devil wants to keep us down to the place that we're more willing to die than we are to live. He's alive. Because he lives, I live also. So this woman, when she met the prophet, and the prophet said, go bake me a cake. And she said, well, I can't. I don't have enough meal. But honey, she's getting ready for the biggest miracle that ever happened in her life. All she's got to do is be obedient to God. That's why I preach it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Did you not know that God loves to give? God would love to open the windows of heaven and pour this church out a blessing like it's never seen. God would love to open the windows of heaven and pour every family out a special blessing. God would love to open the windows of heaven and financially and also physically and in spiritually every way possible to bless this church. But church, we've got to get ready for that blessing. There may be a miracle coming right down the road and we don't even know that it's coming to our home and coming to ourselves and we don't even recognize it. Because you see, God knows what we need. God said, I'll supply the need according to your riches, to His riches in glory. He's got a cattle on 1,000 hills. He's got streets of gold, walls of jasper, and gates of pearl. He can furnish you anything you need.
Surveyed all His goodness. could count all of the blessings from out the storehouse of His love, I'd simply ask for one favor of Him beyond mortal kin. I'm sure He'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all of our troubles and our heartache have truly vanished away. There we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we've been longing to see, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans now, you see. But come the morning of that rapture, together we're gonna stand anew, and then I'll stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all of our troubles, all our heartaches have truly vanished away. There we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. All of your heartaches have truly vanished away. There we'll enjoy all its beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. And as we leave you today, always remember there is something to believe in.